so when the opportunity was there for vacancy, I jumped on it because, again, I think it's important what we do, and we want to keep families strong and safe.
Were you working for the state in Kotzebue?
Yes, I did.
Maybe you can describe a little bit about some of the work you did there.
Up there, I did a broad scope of things. I was mainly the office person and support person. So when other workers needed support in certain areas, requesting different types, just basically I was a help. I was a helper for the office and for the staff. I did have to, or did get the opportunity to go out into the different villages and work with families and just kind of a general overall working with folks.
And Kathy or Sharon, could one of you talk a little bit about the responsibilities for the position here in Petersburg, the area they'll be the area that Enrique will be covering, and the sorts of things the social worker here is responsible for?
Sure, I can speak to that a little bit. Enrique, as a children's services worker, he will be responsible for general services, including everything from initial reports of harm that we receive in doing an assessment of families and determining whether or not those are substantiated or not, all the way through to the end of a case, which may be closing after an assessment, or all the way through potentially to an adoption. He'll be covering the areas of Petersburg, Wrangell, and Cake, and doing generalist worker work in those three areas.
Enrique, can you talk a little bit about your education or what you studied in the field, and what prompted you get into that field, I guess?
I'm almost finished with my degree in it's in Christian leadership with a focus in counseling. I worked with a youth drug and alcohol program up in Kotzebue for a few years. And again, just there's definitely a need for, you know, keeping families together and keeping families safe and trying to help families out when they're in a time of need, because we all have them. So for me, I think it was just mainly I'm a people person. I like people. So I want to work with people and do what I can to be a help.
There's been concern in Petersburg, as we all know, about making sure this position was retained and filled, and obviously you've hired Enrique for that. And also, though, in terms of coverage and their ability to be able to cover all the different areas. And I know Enrique being new in the position, I don't want to put him on the spot for this, but maybe one of you guys on the line could address the issue of, you know, having them have to cover all those, cover Cake and Wrangell as well as Petersburg. And is there any plan in the future of potentially restoring maybe another position to help cover this broader area and provide more service?
Matt, I know that traditionally the Petersburg office has covered that broad of an area. And at this point, because there are no open cases either in Cake or Wrangell, although we do respond to any reports of harm we may be receiving from those areas, at this point the Petersburg office is covering that. And it has been manageable to this point. OCS is a great team to work for, though, and what we've found when we do have staff shortages, I've experienced some staff shortages in Sitka, and we, of course, had the opening in Petersburg, and what we found is that workers from other areas have been very generous with their time and effort and their dedication to their job, and they've come in and helped us out. So we do find that if there is some... if the worker is being stretched, if we have an influx of reports or a service need in a particular area, we are able to recruit from other areas and have workers come in and assist.
As far as the call-in, and that was another concern that's come up here in the past, is being able to call in the local office if people were more comfortable than calling into your new regional call center for that. Can you talk about that a bit? Is that something that's still open for people to do if they're more comfortable calling locally than calling into the 1-800 number?
We We always encourage people to use the 1-800 number, Matt, because there are, trained intake workers available there to be certain that we're getting all of the required information and be certain the right people are talking to the right areas and getting connected in the right ways. However, Enrique is able to take information from folks, and then he will call it into that 800 number to get that report of harm in. We always encourage people, though, to have that 800 number available, because if Enrique doesn't happen to be in the office, we would not want any sort of report of harm for a child to wait.